production. From The Monthly and Listener, it's The Politics. I'm Rachel Withers, and today, Alpha Beta Soup. Thank God someone has finally identified Scott Morrison's real problem with women. It's not that his government has consistently legislated in a way that undermines women's safety and equality. It's not that we can't seem to go a day without learning that one of his ministers is a bully or a rape skepticist. It's not even that the Prime Minister has repeatedly sided with alleged abusers or made comments that reveal his revoltingly patriarchal worldviews. No, according to an AFR op-ed published overnight, it is that the traditional strongman that Morrison represents has, quote, fallen out of fashion, while victimhood is on the rise. As right-wing think tank director Graham Young writes, Morrison is a, quote, patriarchal alpha male, while Anthony Albanese is a loyal feminist beta male, in a theory that wouldn't feel out of place on Reddit. The alpha male op-ed has been met with derision on social media, with some noting that it feels more like reading an incel subreddit than a major national newspaper. Putting aside for one second the ludicrous notion that the man who ran off to Hawaii during the bushfires and later claimed he didn't hold a hose is in fact a strong leader. The idea that Morrison is an alpha and Albanese is a beta is steeped in toxic masculinity. The column implies that the opposition leader is a man who women feel sorry for. Albanese's beloved mum gets a mention, in a point that feels very reminiscent of 2019. While Scott Hive-Iz Morrison is a real man. Exactly where women's leadership fits into Young's theory is unclear. Much like Liberal Party member Rashina Campbell's perplexing op-ed in The Age yesterday, Young's AFR piece makes no reference whatsoever to the allegations of rampant sexism and vile abuse that shook Parliament last year. Reading Young's piece, it's as if 2021 never happened, and women are simply turning on the Prime Minister because fashion now tells them that beta males are in. With days to go before the election, Morrison and the right-wing commentariat finally seem to be grappling with his deep unpopularity with women, but their conclusion seems to be that women simply don't like shouting. See also Morrison's "I can be a bit of a bulldozer, but I can change" line. Regular readers of this column will know that I have spent a great deal of time writing about Morrison's reputation for being a bully, because women keep accusing him of bullying. But do the authors of these op-eds really not grasp that there might be more to women's disgust here than the tone of Morrison's voice? Young does make one good point amid his sneering at Albanese's vulnerability. Women feel safer with Albanese than Morrison. There is good reason why many women might feel safer with the Labour leader, and it has less to do with Morrison's leadership style than his refusal to fully implement all the recommendations from the Respect at Work report, something Albanese has committed to doing. It might also have something to do with the coalition's failure to take domestic violence services seriously, rushing in with grants programs for the optics, then leaving the sector in disarray because it has no idea what it's doing. It's about the fact that close to $14 billion in JobKeeper went to businesses that didn't need it, while the government chooses not to deliver the $1 billion per year the domestic violence sector needs to meet demand. And it's got plenty to do with Morrison's refusal to take allegations against his ministers seriously. The latter issue has been key for many female voters, including my mother, one of the many traditional Liberal voters who are turning against the Prime Minister in seats such as Higgins. There are so many reasons for women to have turned against Scott Morrison over the past 12 months. As Crikey has noted, this trend began in February 2021, not when the pandemic kicked off, despite the Prime Minister's bizarre decision to blame his unpopularity on the demands of the pandemic. But the trend has not abated. The West Australian Today revealed that among the 50 young women it polled, they had barely one good thing to say about Morrison between them. But in convincing themselves it's about alpha males and beta males, Morrison and co. are failing to grasp, or perhaps choosing to miss, the point. As Young concludes, the Liberals are going to need to plot their way around this, or they will be in the wilderness for some time to come. Indeed, unless the coalition can truly face the reason women may feel safer with Albanese at the helm, it might be in the wilderness for some time to come. Elsewhere in politics, we're starting with our good opinion of the day. RN Breakfast host Patricia Karvelas has called out the coalition's hypocritical bleating over Labor's costings which are planned for release on Thursday. As Karvelis asked Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, you've left it to the final days of the campaign. How are you any different? The Coalition has only just released its own costings today and has left it even later in previous elections. And in today's Bad Opinion, a robocall of former Prime Minister John Howard ominously warns voters that a hung parliament would equal gridlock. As voters are hearing when they pick up the phone, hello, it's John Howard calling from Sydney. Now is not the time to risk change. Talking numbers, and there are $2.7 billion in public sector spending cuts contained within the Coalition's costings, with the Treasurer and Prime Minister refusing to say where they should come from. And in today's policy, or lack of policy, Labor's pre-election arts policy appears to be a plan to develop a policy, with very little funding on the table. In today's episode of 7am, on the weekend, the Coalition launched its campaign, just 6 days before the election. The centrepiece of the launch was a new housing policy, which it promises will help more young people to buy a home by allowing them to take money out of their superannuation. But will the scheme really help new home buyers, or is it too little too late? Today, national correspondent for the Saturday paper, Mike Seckham, on what the Coalition is offering voters at this election. Listen to 7am now on the Listener app. And that is The Politics for Tuesday, May 17. Subscribe to The Politics on the Listener app to hear new episodes as soon as they drop, and head to themonthly.com.au to subscribe to The Politics newsletter, delivered straight to your inbox every weekday afternoon. I'm Rachel Withers, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.